Maleitcha discusses a number of topics and very many limudim for us. We'll focus on one, something interesting. Beginning the parasha, Kadosh Baruch Hu mitzava daber al Aaron v'arata elov v'alechta taneres emol pnei Aaron menorah yirshiva taneres v'yas kein Aaron emol pnei Aaron menorah hela neres tekes v'tziva shemiz moisha. So Rashi says v'yas kein Aaron hagit shvachay shel Aaron shleishino. Shavach of Aaron HaKohen, Shleishino, he did bidyuk what he was supposed to do. What's the grace of Shavach? Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to tell you what you should do. You'd also do the same thing, you know? Or what's the Lahagid Shavach of Shleishino? Befrat that it was a pious for him. He came complaining that Lo Yehu Velo Shvotai were with the Chelik with the Nesim. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'll give you something Godom Shalahem. He gives it to him and then he's going to be Mishana. What's going on here? And the Balei Musar, Rav Olbe mentions this as well. He says that that's the yitzar of a person. A person likes to be kind with shinui. A person likes to be that it should be, don't tell me what to do. It'll look a bit, or, you know, I'll do it a little bit different. I think it should be done a little bit like this. It'll look nicer if I add a little bit of color over here. Color tarti mashma. However, whatever it is, literally, figuratively, add your little touch. You don't want to be told what to do. You'll do it, or you'll be told, you figure that you should do it a bit. Your way is a little bit better. The Chavis Lavavos talks about such people. He talks about in Shar B'chin, he says that some people think that had they been the one to run the world, then things would look better. I think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wouldn't be as successful, is not doing as good of a job as they would do with Chas V'Chalil. Shimon also used to say, he says, go back to Langezunt. He says that, he was talking to Bachram, Shimon Olster, Shiva in America. Then he used to be in Long Beach and now he's in Yeshiva. And he says, you go back to Benazman, you go back, you go home, and you know, it's Erev Shabbos, you decide you can do a little bit of surprise for your mother. You start setting the table for Shabbos. And your mother's in the kitchen, she doesn't see what's going on in the dining room. She calls out, Chaim Yanko, you mind setting the table for Shabbos? All of a sudden you don't want to do it anymore. Stop, freeze. What happened? You were just doing it a minute ago. Yeah, I'll do that because that's what I decided I'm doing. Don't tell me what to do. Then that's it. No one likes to be told exactly what to do. Shilei Shino. Every person likes to have their eifin of how they're going to do it. That's Pshar Gadol Mitzvah. So then he doesn't have the Pas Basali. Mitzad Sheni, the very next parasha, two psukim later. Vayidav Rishon Lomay Shaleimah. Kachas Alavim Etoich Bnei Yisrael V'tiyar Toyisam. He's mitzvah them to take the levim in place of the bechurim. Says Rashi, "Kachas levim k'chom bedvarim ashreichem shetizkiu liyish shamoshim lemokim." Convince them, take them k'chom bedvarim. Similar lashon that he says, like by it says Chazal say by other rishon that he was k'chom bedvarim. He was mefatim to go into Gan Eden. If the mefata other rishon to go into Gan Eden by levim to be mefatim to convince them to take the position of the Oivdei Hashem, take the position to take over the Bechur. What's the Pshat? So Mayan Hashvui says that Lechur, the Pshat is that a person has a comfort zone. Everybody's got their comfort zone and no one likes change. You're there, you live where you live, you learn where you learn, you work where you work, you are where you are, and don't pull me out of my comfort zone. We don't like change. Mitzad echad, we like change. Mitzad echad, we don't like change. And the answer is pashut. When somebody tells you what to do, don't tell me what to do. So you want to change. Hashem kein, if you're just floating, senechanami, no one likes to rock the boat, as they say. Everybody has their comfort zone. And everybody has their place where they are. And enechanami. Sometimes the comfort zone is very good. Gershon Edelstein, 89 years, he sat in yeshiva. He didn't leave. From the time he went in when he was 11 years old, he was 100. I saw that they had a picture of the page that he was writing on Tuesday morning to prepare a shir. And in the middle, must have had a heart attack. But he was preparing shir clearly, the very last day of his life at age 100. I'm just writing down Mar Mekemet. It's really flame. Now, he gave the day before, and he gave over to the Meshivim. He gave shir clearly. The Yisaidis of this year, Chloe wanted to give over 15 minutes to give over to the Russian clock. Like mind-boggling. Mind-boggling is a person that just sat and learned and learned the Yeshiva Shemasechta and learned for 9 years almost, just about. And, that was his comfort zone. That was his comfort zone. That was his, it's interesting, it was Balavaya and somebody was speaking, they said that when he was a kid, when he got candy, he would say, oh, I don't need the candy. So they asked him, why do you need the candy? He says, after. Who knows, this 100-year-old man, what went on when he was a kid? It was his brother. His brother speaking. His brother knows what went on. He had his comfort zone of the Torah. That was his Mesukim Yitzvash Menechus Tufim. And that was the way that a person went. Very often, a person gets stuck in their comfort zone. A person gets stuck in their comfort zone in a place where they shouldn't be. They're in a Chaburo, maybe. Maybe they're in Kaplan's Chaburo. And it's Kishmak. And just cruising. You don't have to think about what you're... Maybe it's not the best place. Maybe it is the best place. If it is the best place, then don't leave. But if it's not the best place, so think again. It's like that with a lot of different things. The place that we're living, the place that we're sending to, the place that we're learning, the place that we're sending our kids to, and the place that... A lot of things that, yeah, it could be that it would be better, but it's just much easier to keep it as is. Don't rock the boat. Obviously, it's a cheshbon, you know, to move a kid from one cheder to the next cheder, move a girl from a school to a school, it's not so simple. There's a lot of things that have to go into cheshbon. But when it's clear that really it would be better to change, then in a chanami, it has to be done. It has to be done. And kochim advarim. So you have to do it in a way to be mafayis. Do it in a way that to try to convince somebody. Try to convince somebody that in a chanami, stock it better somewhere else. And the truth is, that's really one after the next. In Parshas Nosei at the end, at the beginning of Baal Yisro, each parsha, one after the next, is all somebody that they sort of went out of their comfort zone. That's really what it was. And they asked for something else. They wanted something different. That was the Nesim. The Nesim, Batsim, there was no plan specifically that there should be Eglas Tov, Mishnei Mesei Bokar, to carry the Mishkan. And there was no plan that there should be Karbonis at the beginning of the Chanukah Samizbeach, that there should be Karbonis. And they decided, you know, we lost out in the Davos, and that's it, we're going to try to find something. One second, this is something new. No one, but we're going to go, we're going to take the initiative, and we're going to try to find something. Aaron HaKohen saw that he lost out on that, and he also thought, like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I also want something, give me something also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, sure, and he gives him the Halakas Aniris. Then comes the Levim, which they also come out of their comfort zone. They have to be pulled out of their comfort zone. I got something interesting that I saw. I saw that in Levim, it says, this is a famous pasuk that it says B'nei Yisrael 5 times in the pasuk. Me'etanus Levim Nesunin La'aron U'Levonim V'teich B'nei Yisrael La'avetz Avedus B'nei Yisrael Ba'yomer L'chapar Al B'nei Yisrael V'liyah B'nei Yisrael Negev V'kesh B'nei Yisrael HaKadosh. 5 times it says in the pasuk. Rashi says, what does it say 5 times? Rashi says, Chamishu Pomer Nemer B'nei Yisrael B'mikro Zeh Lo'idiyah Chibosan She'nichvelu Asgariseyan B'mikro Echod K'minin Chamishu Chum She'terah V'chein Risi B'reishas Rabo. Says Rashi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was machpel 5 times mentions B'nei Yisrael in the pasuk to show they're chibo, that they're like chamisha chum shiter. Interesting, Rashi's meisiv at the end v'chein v'isi b'reishas rabo. That means he thought of the pshat first, and he's mechavet the chazal in pasuk pshat in the pasuk. So I saw the Tzitzit Chum says what's that is that this is the place, and in the entire Torah this is the place that it says Klai saw 5 times in one pasuk. He says no, this is exactly the place. The reason is because they just got Klai saw just got a big hit. It was before this happened. Every single family in Klal Yisrael had a nitzig, had somebody that was a chelik of the family that was even in the Beis Hamikdash, the Bechur. They always have. Now all of a sudden that's it. Klal Yisrael was hit with a big one, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that's it. It's only going to be Shevet Levi. Nisunim Heimali, Mitech Bnei Yisrael, and that's it. Klal Yisrael felt that they were. Klal Yisrael felt that they were. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right here and now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no. That despite the fact that it's Levim, despite the fact that Levim are now being taken as the ones, but Lagir Chibasin Shai Yisrael, I would maybe be Moisif that it's also Lagir Chibasin Shai Yisrael that Yisrael could also have it. The famous Rambam at the end of Shemitah Yovel, David Levi Bilvad, Kol Echad Shenod Baruch Hayosai, to be, he could be in his Kaddish Kedosh Kedoshim like Levim. That's what he's saying, that the chiba of Klai Yisrael is no different than Levim. You could also do the same thing. You could do it too. You could do it as the same way as them. It's just B'maimar Muzgur. After that comes the next parasha of Pesach Sheni comes Klal Yisrael and they say, "V'yeh Noshim Shiritzmeim LaNefesh Shodom Leuch Lasa Zepesach V'yikiv L'Pnei Moshe L'Pnei Aram Yemu Yemu Noshim Yeim Ha'ilov Anachnu Tzmeim LaNefesh Shodom Lo Mani Goa L'Vilti Yikiv Karvah Hashem Mo'yadav Yitech B'nei Yisrael." Fascinating thing. Sounds almost off the charts. Somebody comes to Rav and he says, "By the way, I broke my arm and I was in the hospital and I was not able to take lulav and esrog on the first day of Pesach, on the first day of Sukkot. I know it's Chanukah now. We think that we could work something out. Maybe we could take lulav and esrog now." I feel really bad. I really feel bad, especially breaking a arm and being in the hospital. It's like really no shaychus. You can't take lulav and esrog during Chanukah. And not even that. Even the day after Sukkot, you can't even take lulav and esrog. You missed it. You missed it. There's times for this and times for that. Comes Klaus and they say, I know we were Tame, I know. Maybe we could do like Karm Pesach again. Maybe. Maybe we'd like Hanukkah, we'll do Purim. So a lot of people like to do Purim after Pesach, do a Purim before Pesach, do a Purim after Pesach, do a Purim just before Tisha B'Av, we'll do another Purim. What is this business? What's the pshat? What's the... Not a problem. Go for it. Go for it. You got it. You asked for it, you got it. It's also the people that are going out of their comfort zone. What's the tzad b'chlal? This is the situation. This is where we're in. We missed it. We missed it. You missed it. You missed it. And the answer is no. You missed it. You didn't miss it. You have the ability when you break out of it, when you break out of your cube, your cubicle, and you look for what there is to do for Avodas Hashem, then there's more options. There's many options, and it could be you'll get something that you never thought of in the first place. When a person's there, He starts, it's like Arnakain. Arnakain was told to wave 22,000 levim. You know what it is to wave 22,000 levim? If he did it 12 hours straight, comes out he's doing like 30 a minute, which is like one, every 2 seconds he's picking up another. Some of them, I doubt all of them were like 4'3", weighing in at 70 pounds. You know, there's probably some that were like 6'6", also 250. How is he supposed to do it? It's like not even shy, Bukhal. Not even shy. Of course it is. Kodesh start, and you'll see where Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because the Baruch will help you, and because the Baruch will take it. A person takes that moment to break out of his, go out of his comfort zone, and what seems to be easy and seems to be this is the way that it should be. To see is this taco? Am I using my time like I should be? Am I in the chabura that I should be? Am I doing what I could do for Klal Yisrael? Am I doing to think out about it? To think to give a call to somebody you want to give a call because it's a little bit uncomfortable to very many people. Rahman al-Tlan by. Give a shiva call. It's not comfortable to give a shiva call. If they go there, they don't have to say anything, but on the phone, you can't just pick up the phone and not say anything, right? But it should be. It's better to say something, not to say anything, than to say something they shouldn't say. 100%. But things that to go out of the comfort zone, and you'll never, if it's for the sake of Avodas Hashem, you're never going to lose. And I think that's really just maybe also, al derech hapshat, that's the pashup shot in Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is also that was a Kadosh Baruch Hu's way of saying Tzmeim LaNefesh Adam. Tzmeim LaNefesh Adam Yosik in Arayin Shul Yosef. We went ahead to do a mitzvah and now we're going to lose out. Can it zayin that we're going to lose out from Avodas Hashem because we're doing a mitzvah? That's can it zayin. Kadosh Baruch Hu says you're right. You're never going to lose out. Not only that, I'll give you a mitzvah. Zochu Eilu Betzem was Roy that the parasha should be nichtav Yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. Roy Eilu Zochu Eilu that should be nichtav Yedeim. That you don't lose out from doing a mitzvah. And not only do you not lose out in ruchnias from doing a mitzvah, because char mitzvah, the way that the nefesh chaim is masber, that it's when a person does a mitzvah, there's a ruach kedusha which comes down mimarim that gives him the ability, makes it easier for him to do more mitzvahs. It's not just that; it's also even in the gashmias, a person doesn't lose out from doing a mitzvah. The famous story with the people that somebody came knocking at the door, asking for tzedakah. And they said they're starving, they haven't eaten anything. You know, maybe they could give them like a piece of chicken or something like that. So they didn't. Piece of chicken. These are people that they themselves, they had a quarter of a chicken left for Shabbos for the whole family. They're like, Mom, we didn't have anything. Like, we don't have anything for ourselves. We even, no, please give us just something we need, something. Kids, after enough cajoling, they went to the kitchen. They'll go take it out. They went to the kitchen, they opened up the fridge, and their Rachman's son, little child, had locked himself inside the fridge and was already turning colors. And they not found him, they would have, from a mitzvah you don't lose out. It looks like you're giving up your last thing, looks like you're giving up, that's just a mashal ba'alma, a dugma, it is a true story. But, for mitzvah, even though it looks like a person might be losing out, he lost out on the opportunity for A, for B, for C. At the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was certainly in Ruchnius, and even in Gashmius, a person will never lose out from doing the Ratzon Hashem. Ein Adam Shemeya Tzvetzim Tzvetzim Medrash, Ein Adam Shemeya Liyum Afsin. Not in Ruchnius, and not in Gashmius.